This is Fresh Air. We'll talk about the blues with musician Robert Cray later on the show. First, an offbeat album by an L.A. band called the Royal Macadamians. World music critic Milo Miles says they found a casually apt way to integrate rock and roll and international sounds. You can get a sense of their irony from this song, Relax in Lebanon.
Languid afternoons on the exclusive private beaches. Cool evenings, cruising the Corniche in an open car. Fine wines, fine meats. The most beautiful women and boys of five continents converge in Western Asia's premier Playboy playground.
Just how should a rock and roll band go about assimilating world music? It's a burning question in pop. Well, it is for me, at least. Considering how hit and miss the mergers of even reggae and rock have been, there's cause to wonder if non-English pop will ever fit in with American bands. To my taste, international pop fusion hasn't been done right yet, though Peter Gabriel and a few others have come close. A persistent problem is that so much of the material is deadly earnest, struggling for painful authenticity. The ad hoc and probably one-shot group that calls itself the Royal Macadamians is not what I would call a major breakthrough in blending rock and world pop, but there's no question that their album Experiments in Terror is a lot of fun, not to say sometimes ridiculous. Everything about the Royal Macadamians has the air of a put-on. First, there's the name, which suggests that they're from, you know, Macadamia, which is a tree, not a place. Who they are really is producer and former rock critic David Sigerson, engineer John Beverly Jones, and multi-instrumental musicians Phil Schonale and Bob Teeley Jr. After making up tunes and goofing around with them in the studio for a month, the Macadamians mailed out Experiments in Terror as a kind of Christmas present to friends in 1988. Well, one thing led to another, and now their prank has become an official consumer product. A couple of the seven tracks are simply mutant rock numbers, but the feel of Experiments in Terror is inseparable from Lebanese and Moroccan and Egyptian and Brazilian pop music. Several passages on Experiments in Terror are in rather poor taste, such as the gunfire and weeping included in the song Relax in Lebanon, and the truly gross Noel Coward imitation in the song Houseboy. But that's part of what makes it funky rock and roll. Also, the Macadamians cleverly plug into our discontinuous age, in which the soundtrack of your life changes beats every few seconds. One minute you're stepping to Quincy Jones on stage in Vegas, the next you're shuffling along through the bazaar in Cairo, Egypt. We'll be right back. This kind of reckless eclecticism was once a defining characteristic of sharp rock and roll. Because it began as an outsider sound, it could pillage and satirize the mainstream music. Now that rock's become dominant, too often all it wants to do is satirize, or really invoke, itself and its past glories. International pop musicians are the ones picking up on rock sounds and making good-humored use of them. Quite correctly, I think, the Royal Macadamians see authenticity as the enemy in the pop assimilation process. They don't want to tell you how thoroughly grounded and well-studied they are in some form of foreign music. They want to tell you what they love listening to at home. And just playing what you want without caring if it sells or if anybody else even likes it is always a bit risky. No wonder they call the album Experiments in Terror.
Milo Miles contributes articles on pop music to The Village Voice and The New York Times. The Royal Macadamians album Experiments in Terror is on the Island record label.
Vous aussi vous travaillez la nuit.
This is Fresh Air.